5 feet is a lonely place as you feel the sweat drop from your face to the floor. To the floor. Friend together, they were setting off for high adventure. They didn't live to tell the tale, but I'll tell you now as the sun grows pale. They slipped off into the cold blue ocean, where screams are silence and time is frozen. Took one last look at the sealing sun, and then they kicked away down to the bottom. They found the cave they were looking for. They switched on their lights through the blackened door, but they only had a half tank more. When someone's flipper hit the floor, the settled silt bottom became a cloud of ink. But their fun had only begun to shrink as they kicked their way back straight and true. The sea became a thicker stew. The door had moved, and so had they. 20 desperate fingers felt the wall from the way. As 20 little minutes passing on parade became a frenzy in a young man's head. The frenzy turned to envy in a young man's stare, and he knew that someone here would die for air. He soon decided who it would be as he unbuckled his dagger from his knee. The fight wasn't long, cause his friend never knew, until a dagger emerged from the thickened stew. He pushed the cold steel in his back, then he pounced on the tank where the body collapsed. But time was passing and he still had to fight against the grip of a cave that still held tight. He groped along the wall again, but it only led him further in. The last half hour is a desperate way to spend a tank that doesn't pay. The purple blood swam in his head as his air gauge danced from blue to red. Well, I saw the cave and I told his daughters, and I'd seen their bodies floating in the water. The way those dead eyes stared at me, well, I just can't live with the memories. 5 feet is a lonely place as you feel the sweat drop from your face to the floor. To the floor. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, but I can't take one more sleepless night that's caught me wondering why. Maybe I'm